Hello, boys and girls. Welcome to another edition of Butch on Sports. Simply Butch is here, and as always, thanks for tuning in on a Wednesday over the hump day. Very chilly indeed in the area of metropolitan Detroit. We're just trying to stay warm, boys and girls, and hopefully you'll stay warm with this edition of Butch on Sports, abbreviated version. It's just so much happening right now here. The screen. First and foremost, before I get even started with the show and forget, congratulations to David Ortiz going to the Hall of Fame. Don't tell me a designated hitter can't get nowhere. David did. And also, congratulations to Barry Bonds and also Roger Clemens and Curt Schilling. You didn't get in, but maybe the Veterans Committee will vote you in this upcoming December, maybe. Long wait, but it's possible. Yes, it's possible indeed here. Oh, boy, let's get to the goodies here. We saw a lot of good stuff here going on football. Should we do football first? Yeah, well, let's do football first. We kind of bounce around on this particular day here. I'll put you on sports here. I did also, before I get to the playoffs and whatever it may be, again, some of the boys and girls, ladies and gents, did not know that the Detroit Lions have their pick of the chick for home supremacy. They'll get 9 games this year instead of 8. Their foes who will be coming in the fourth field will be Chicago Bears, Green Bay Packers, Minnesota Vikings, Buffalo Bills, Jacksonville Jaguars, Miami Dolphins, Philadelphia Eagles, Seattle Seahawks, Washington football team, which will probably have a name within another couple of weeks there, I understand there. So there, okay? Those are your home games at fourth field. The away games, maybe you don't care. Maybe. However, these are the away games for the Detroit Lions, Chicago Bears, Green Bay Packers, Minnesota Vikings, Carolina Panthers, Dallas Cowboys, New England Patriots, New York Giants, New York Jets. They're all away games here, boys and girls. Hockey tonight will feature, well, it did feature, tonight was Snow Globe Night giveaway. First 5,000 in attendance get a Hockey Town Snow Globe. But if you didn't go, the Red Wings match against the Chicago Blackhawks at Little Caesars Arena is showed on TNT tonight. And guess what, boys and girls? You may not want to point to it right now. About 8:30 when we did this podcast, and it's not halfway over, but the first period is ended with a 4-0 lead for the Chicago Blackhawks. I said it. Chicago Blackhawks. What can I do? My. I tried very hard, boys and girls. The NFC playoff battle and the NFL playoffs, of course, the championship games will become this weekend on Sunday. The Cincinnati Bengals will be versus the Kansas City Chiefs. That game will be at 3 p.m. on CBS or Paramount Plus. The NFC game will be the San Francisco 49ers versus the Los Angeles Rams. That's in Los Angeles. 6:40 is the start time. That'll be on Fox and Fox Deportes. You have your assignment, boys and girls. Again, another late Sunday night with kiddies staying up watching football instead of in bed, ready for Monday morning, and going to school. Hey, I said it. I didn't mean it, but I said it. Hey, college basketball here has been a total mess. I watched Michigan State lose a game that maybe and truly the other night, maybe they shouldn't have lost, but they did against Illinois. And had a chance to tie it up. but failed on a free throw. Free throws in college is overrated because there's so many kids who don't shoot them properly anyway. But anyway, here's the news for you here. Oakland's Grizzlies is doing pretty well. They're in second place in the Horizon League with an 8-1 record. First place team is, I do believe, Cleveland State with a 9-1 record. So they're only a half a game behind in the Horizon League standings there. Oakland's Jalen Moore is back leading the country in assists. He finished last season as the number one assist man in Division One. Currently, Moore is averaging 8.3 assists per game, and he has a total of, 149 dimes this season, both tops in the nation. He also has 8 double-doubles assists this season, and that ties in with teammate Jamar King for the league lead with 8 double-doubles. With that saying, Oakland suffered its first loss in the Horizon League last week, but still remained just a half a game behind the Cleveland State basketball team. I'm choking up here. And again, I tell you, they had an 8-1 record. During the Horizon League play, the Golden Grizzlies are second in scoring offense, thanks to a little bit more hitting, the three throws, as I just mentioned a few minutes ago, than any other team, and shooting a league-best 82.1% clip from the line there. Oakland is also third in scoring defense, 66.9, during the Horizon League play, as it leads all teams in steals with 8.8, and is holding the team to just 26.5% shooting from long range. That's not good. And that's very good. That's excellent. And during the non-conference schedule, the Golden Grizzlies have picked up road victories at Oklahoma State and 3 victories over teams ranked in the collegeinsider.com top 25 mid-major poll. Now, the upcoming games that followed there, UIC will be at Detroit Mercy. That's a 7 o'clock game at Detroit Mercy. And you roll up to Saturday, and UI will be playing Detroit Mercy at 1 o'clock. Hold your breath on that particular game because UI, say that all that fast, had to give up a game this past Tuesday against Oakland University because of COVID. And it was judged as a no contest. So, technically right now, Oakland has a freebie. Of course, on Saturday the 29th, UIC will be at Oakland. That's a 3 o'clock game. If you want to watch it, go to ESPN Plus for that particular one there. Indeed, it should keep you chills and spills and everything else going on there. I was watching a little bit of AEW, and didn't know that that Michael Warlord for short now, is a Cleveland native. He's been in some steel cage matches, and he's been in some matches with Cody Rhodes, the son of a plumber, that is, Cody Rhodes. But he's doing pretty well. Tonight I watched him do a handicap match with two wrestlers that probably worked at Burger King, McDonald's, or Arby's or somewhere, Wendy's. Take your pick, boys and girls. But it didn't last long. Warlord just got rid of him real quick here. Isn't that lovely? Remind me of the NWA, where they have somebody come on out, no bigger than a minute, and in 60 seconds, they're counting 1, 2, 3. But that's on right now at the Worcester Center at Cleveland University. They get it on right now on the AEW thing. I'm going to watch the rest of it as soon as I get finished this broadcast, and it won't be long now because I got about maybe 1 minute to go before I'm done. Short week, I didn't talk about the Pistons tonight because is it really worth it? Although Cade Cunningham, everybody's rating on how many points he scored, what he did, what he did. But when I see some skillful points that he should be scoring, I haven't seen that yet. So, well, everybody's on the Cunningham watch. You got it going on. Anybody on the watch of me, like yourself, personally, watching for wins, I don't know. You better watch the Red Wings, which we're losing right now 4-0 to the Chicago Blackhawks in the beginning of the second period. All I got to say is Butcher on Sports is a presentation of Oh My Darling Productions. Check me out on Facebook, boys and girls. Butcher on Sports on Facebook. You can also go to my homepage at podomatic.com. Just type in simplybutchtoo.podomatic.com. Also, go to the Game Sports Show at thegamesportsshow.podbean.com. You'll find it there as well, including the family of the Game Sports Show extravaganza right on that page, including our Monday night show from 6 to 8 o'clock, yes, on News Talk 1400. Scott Nason, Dave McKay, and myself ringing in the coals here of getting some sports history and a whole lot of other good stuff that you don't get from anywhere else here, you know? Maybe like wriggling the papers or something here, huh? But I am done for tonight. You guys have a great, great weekend, the beginning of it, as tomorrow is Thirsty Thursday. Be safe. Do what you're supposed to do that. And check you out on Sunday, maybe when all this is over here, you know? I mean, football for 2 more weeks. Then we'll have Super Bowl. Hey, don't forget the All-Star game.